W.F. Howes presents an unabridged recording of 21% Monster, Ice Giant, by P.J. Canning, narrated by Sam Devereaux. Prologue. Nathan Reaver ducked as he jogged away from the helicopter and got into the waiting BMW. McTire, his tall, fair-haired driver, scanned the area around the landing pad, one hand drifting towards the pistol concealed beneath his jacket, before getting in. Reaver checked his Rolex watch as the car pulled away into London's wintry afternoon streets. He adjusted his suit and smoothed his usually neat white hair, which had been disturbed by the helicopter's downdraft, and then opened his comm.
"Good to see you back, Mac."
McTire looked in the rearview mirror, his right eye concealed behind an eye patch made of dark glass that fitted monocle-like in between cheekbone and eyebrow, and answered in his Texan drawl,
"Good to have a fellow American for company, Mr. Reaver."
Reaver smiled and pulled a file of papers and photographs from his briefcase. He opened it and lifted a memo. Communication from Counselor 8 to Counselor 1. Confidential. For Nathan Reaver's eyes only. Destroy after reading. Nathan, thank you for investigating my Exastris Special Projects Division. I have serious concerns about the recent mission failure when the XL cyborg prototype was lost. Here is the background. In October of last year, we became aware of a 12-year-old boy, Darren Devlin, who had exhibited superhuman strength an uncontrolled rage while destroying his school. Miss Ingart, supported by Ifan Dukas of the Tactical Division, led a Triple E mission to extract, evaluate, and then eliminate the boy if it turned out he was a Helix child. Laboratory tests indicated he was genetically 21% monster. Inexplicably, Miss Ingart chose to reinterpret her orders. She hoped to tame the boy so that we could use him. He escaped custody with the help of Marek Masters. Together, these two Helix children evaded us on several occasions, using Marek's 19% alien abilities. The mission ended with the loss of the XL prototype. After sustaining significant damage, the cyborg ceased transmitting during an underwater struggle with Devlin and has not been recovered, despite extensive searches of the local river systems and the North Sea. Over the last 3 months, I have changed the leadership of the European division of XS.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?